Hello again, everyone. You're listening to the Product Marketing Insider podcast, brought to you by the Product Marketing Alliance. Thanks for tuning in. Welcome back. This is episode 8 of the Insider series. This week, we go behind the scenes with Lisa Collin, the Market Readiness Director from Visma. Lisa has established a department focusing on product marketing, pricing and packaging, and go-to-market processes for cloud products. That's enough from me. I'm going to leave you with Bryony and Lisa.
Okay, then, well, if we could just kick things off, if you just, for the sake of people listening, give a bit of an introduction about yourself, please.
All right. So my name is Lisa Collin, and I work at a company called Visma. Visma is a leading European software provider. Our headquarters is here in Oslo, in Norway. The group consists of about 200 companies in 16 countries. Mm-hmm. We're everywhere in, you know, the entire Nordic region, Benelux, Central and Eastern Europe, and Latin America.
Mm-hmm. And how long have you been at Visma for?
Almost 3 years.
Okay, cool. And then you said you have you've got headquarters all over the world. In terms of product marketing, is that all based where you are, or do you have that dotted around as well?
No, they are within the different companies. So we always try to keep the PMM as close to the product as possible, the actual operations.
Okay. And in terms of your team directly, what does that sort of look like in terms of numbers and roles?
Right now, I'm working with two different parts of the organization. So I have the whole PD, or the product development part, which we're trying to work to commercialize and make them, to ensure that we always develop features and products that are interesting for our customers. So there I work with the whole product management team. About 30 or so PMMs that I work with directly, or indirectly, you know, depending on the project that I'm involved in.
Okay, great. And so your role is all centered around market readiness. What is market readiness to start, and how does it differentiate from product marketing managing?
So, market readiness is something that we started when we saw this gap between the product development side and actually getting it out into the market with our business units. So we take a more holistic approach. We obviously look at the go-to-market and the product marketing side. Mm-hmm. But we also look at the rest. How is the training? Do we have everything that needs to be in place in order for this product to not be experienced as halfway delivered? So when our customers get this product, will everything work? Mm-hmm. We don't want the customer to have a bad customer experience when they get onboarded. So we take that a bit wider approach to mm-hmm. go-to-market processes in general.
Okay, great. And at PMA's event in London, you're going to be taking to the stage. What is it that you're going to be talking to about at the event?
Well, I'm going to be talking about having that holistic approach to the go-to-market process, mm-hmm. Sort of widening your horizons and taking that role, taking that stage that you need to do as a PMM, in my opinion. And I'm also going to be talking specifically on the tool that we have developed, the Market Readiness Checklist. And I'll share it with everybody who's there.
Sounds great. And then if we just go to kind of pre-Visma, what did your product marketing journey look like, and what made you want to get into the role in the first place?
Well, I just started this department about a year and a half ago. Mm-hmm. So I have 10 years of product management. Mm-hmm. So I've been working within digital media, broadband. You know, we were unbundling broadband and TV before I went into software. And about a year and a half ago, I was asked to start this department to bridge sort of the gap that comes between product development and the operations. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was really, really interesting. So I jumped at it.
And would you say you prefer in this kind of role to the strictly PM kind of role?
You know, I've always been very commercial in my way of working. So I would say that what I'm doing now, I get the best of both worlds. Mm-hmm. I really like to develop products that are, you know, helping our users to actually make the world to a better place, which mm-hmm. is what we're focusing on. But I also want to be, be able to communicate that to our customers. And as a PM, you're a bit more involved in the actual product development, obviously. And you don't get to work as much with the communication part. Mm-hmm. So for me, I think this is a perfect fit.
Okay. And are you still involved now then, like very early doors in terms of new product life cycles?
Yeah, I get involved when we have a new idea. I'm trying to make sure that we have a commercial mindset from the start, mm-hmm. Both working with the process, and making sure that we have the right team in place.
Okay, cool. And then I kind of get the impression from these podcasts that there is no such thing as a set answer for this question. But if there was such a thing, what would a standard sort of day for you look like? And are there any kind of tasks that you kind of routinely do every single day or?
No, not at all. It depends on where we are and if we have, we do acquire some companies every year. Mm-hmm. So I would say that, a day at work is extremely different. Mm-hmm. I will have some meetings with, different PMMs and discuss, different products that we're working on. I'll probably have a session on storytelling, which is one of my specialties. Trying to work with different business units and creating their strategic narrative. I'll probably have a sync with one of our PD directors to see how their go-to-market processes are going and, which processes that we have in line. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a mix.
Yeah. Is that something you'd say you quite like about the role of the variety?
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. If you don't like change, I don't think working as a PMM is the right thing.
And in terms of planning kind of new launches and that kind of thing, how far do you typically try to plan in advance?
So I work with the enterprise market and quite, large customers. Mm-hmm. And our sales cycles can be very long, several years. Mm-hmm. We also have those that work with the SMB market, which is obviously a lot quicker. So I cannot give you a straight answer. Mm-hmm. If we're talking about a new feature, we might start talking about it in the media many months in advance, mm-hmm. And then about 10 weeks to the actual launch, you'll get the actual smaller details in place. But I would say 6 months for a normal go-to-market process, maybe.
Okay, cool. And then in terms of teams outside of product marketing, kind of like product operations, marketing, that kind of thing, which teams would you say you kind of talk with most on a day-to-day basis? And what are your relationships with those teams like?
So that would also be a very good mix. So I should probably say that our PMMs don't report to marketing. Most of them actually report to business area directors.
Okay.
But that also varies a lot from, we have small business units and we have really large business units. So I spend a lot of time speaking with the management, seeing on, the larger strategies and where we're going. So I'm not as operational as our PMMs are. Mm-hmm. I, as a market readiness director, I try to get the holistic perspective on what we're doing. So mm-hmm. I will spend a lot of time with everybody who is involved in a go-to-market process to make sure that we've actually covered everything. Mm-hmm. So I don't just work with product marketing. I cover a broader perspective.
Okay, cool. And then what would you say if you had to narrow it down to three things with the top three skills that have helped you get where you are today?
I'm really curious. I'm really interested in, what's going on and what the customer actually experience. Mm-hmm. So, that would probably be my first skill. Second would be, I'm a storyteller. I like to tell the story and explain it in a way that, the actual persona that we're talking to, mm-hmm. gets it. It doesn't mean that everybody else is going to get it, but I can tell the story in a language and, in a way that, affects the right people. Mm-hmm. And then I'm sort of a control freak. I like to keep track of things. I've together with my team, I've developed, different tools and checklists and so forth in order to create a bit more harmony and mm-hmm. Organization within the group.
Okay, cool. And then in terms of tools, do you have any go-to ones that you kind of use in day in, day out that you'd recommend for other people to use?
Well, we've developed our own. I would say that that's something that is lacking today. I wish there was more data to be found within product marketing. So what we've done and what we use in every single project that we have is a go-to-market checklist. Mm-hmm. And that checklist covers everything from legal, training, you know, sales and pricing, the whole product readiness, but also marketing readiness, the sales readiness, ensuring that our consultants are in place and trained and so forth. That checklist, I use that every single day.
Okay, cool. And is that quite a similar setup to you've had in other companies? Or is that something you just brought to?
No, this is something that we created in Visma.
Okay, cool. And then in terms of, so you said you kind of interact with around 30 product managers. What are your relationships?
PMMs. Yeah.
Oh, product marketing managers. Okay. Yeah. In terms of product managers, what's your relationship with those like? And do you have, would you say there's a lot of crossover between your role and their role?
So again, I'm not working as an operational PMM. So I'm more of a, you know, strategy and holistic perspective and helping all our PMMs work. Yeah. So I do not work with our PMs directly that much.
Okay.
That would be the relationship between our PMMs and our PMs, and they work very closely together. I always say that they're like the connection between the two different organizations. So you have the product development organization, which the PM is sort of the face of, and then you have the PMM that is the face of the operational side or the business units for us. So that's where you have sales and marketing and operations. And those two work, they work together a lot. And that's key for our commercialization process to work.
Okay, cool. And in terms of their relationship, so is it a case of like per product, there's a product manager and a product marketing manager and each will have their own?
Not for all products. We have PMMs that covers many products as well. And we also have PMs that covers more than one product.
Okay, cool. And then, in terms of introducing new products or features, how does that look like at Visma?
Oh, well, that would be, it depends a lot. We have products for welfare, for school, for, FMS and HRM systems. So it's very different. Yeah. But I would say that we communicate in many different channels with our customers. We have a very good training facilities and have webinars with our customers introducing new things. So it all depends on which product and the size of the release, how we're going to do it.
Okay. And then in terms of your role now then, so in terms of going down to things like the launch of new webinars, how involved, if at all, would you be in that aspect of things?
Well, if we work with international cloud products, I will have some involvement. But again, we have dedicated PMMs for each product.
Okay, cool. And then, in your opinion, what, if anything, do you think needs to change about product marketing?
Well, when it comes from what needs to be changed from within the PMMs, I think taking responsibility for the whole go-to-market process. I think that when we talk about product marketing, we tend to talk about the marketing side. But for me, going with a new product to market, somebody has to take the ownership of the commercialization part. The PM works with developing the product and obviously is along for the whole ride. But somebody who is closer to the customer has to take the full responsibility to make sure that everything is in place. I say that the marketing side is one part of it. But you also need to make sure that the whole package is delivered.
Okay, cool. In your opinion, how do you think we can elevate the role of product marketing manager?
This is something that I've been working a lot with in the past year or so. First of all, you need to define the role more. Make it clear which deliveries and what ownership, which mandate the PMM has, and define that up against sales, marketing, and product management. I think that's extremely important to have that in place. Without the clear ownership, it's hard to have the mandate in a group. You also need to have very clear KPIs. This is something that we've seen as a challenge, that what the PMMs are being measured on is very different. And aligning those KPIs with marketing, with sales, and with product development, that also makes everybody work towards the same goal. And all of this together will elevate the role of the PMM, I'm sure.
Okay, great. And then penultimate question. If there were any new or aspiring product marketers listening to this podcast right now, what would your advice to them be?
Well, I would say that they have to be curious. They have to know the product and they have to have a very diverse sort of knowledge. Mm-hmm. You have to understand the product, but you also have to understand the customers. You need to understand how marketing works. And you have to seriously like to work with other people, mm-hmm. And being able to, you know, win together as a team. You as a PMM, might not be the one that gets all the, you know, the success or, mm-hmm. The awards, because you're not at the front line as much as the actual salesperson, for example. Mm-hmm. And that's something that could be a bit challenging. Going back, you asked what needs to be changed mm-hmm. when it comes to product marketing. I think from the outside, that is the challenge that we aren't always understood mm-hmm. by those that don't work as PMMs themselves. They see it as, you know, a group of people that works with something that isn't sales and isn't marketing, mm-hmm. But they don't see it as its own sort of subject yet. That's something that we need to work on. They need to see the fuel that the PMM provides for sales and marketing, I'd say.
Yeah. I've seen that a bit of a trend kind of through this podcast about a lot of people think it's a bit of a frustration within product marketing that people feel they need to kind of explain the value of their role. Whereas in some roles, for example, like your sales departments, it's kind of a given that, you know, they can monitor these sales and you can monitor the revenue. Whereas you don't necessarily have that with product marketing, I guess, do you?
Yeah. Well, I've been working for the past year. I've been working a lot with just defining the PMM role. Mm-hmm. I mean, the PMMs, they are the ones that are boosting the company's bottom line, basically, mm-hmm. because they're providing the customers with what they really want and need. And they're providing product with the, you know, material to be able to create that. Mm-hmm. And they're providing lots of info and insight for sales and marketing for them to be able to do their job. Mm-hmm. So it's a really important role because nowadays it is so complicated to work with marketing and sales as well mm-hmm. that you need to have somebody who provides that background and that knows the details.
Yeah, 100%. I totally agree. And then mm-hmm. in terms of keeping abreast of kind of customer kind of feedback and needs, how often would you or your product marketing managers touch base with customers and what does that kind of contact look like?
So we have customer success that is really integrated in Visma. And they obviously have a closer dialogue with the customers after they've become customers with us. Mm-hmm. But we also have our communities where we can have dialogue with our customers there. Then we have the webinars and we have regular gatherings for our customers when we meet them as well.
Okay, awesome. And I realised I said penultimate question about 3 questions ago. Now you actually have your last one. In terms of kind of industry reading and kind of keeping on top of the industry in general, do you have any go-to resources that you'd head to?
Yeah. So I'm really fond of a book by Lucas Weber. It's called Being a PMM in a Technical Company. Mm-hmm. It's a really easy read book, about 120 pages. Mm-hmm. But it sort of covers very well what being a PMM is. Mm-hmm. If you work in SaaS companies, like most of the PMMs here, I think do. Mm-hmm. That's a good book. I'm a big fan of reading articles on Medium. but I haven't found that much other books that, you know, has intrigued me as much. Mm-hmm. I think finding information on Product Marketing Alliance webpage, for example, mm-hmm. That's great. And being able to ask questions and get answers from there.
Okay. Awesome. Well, thank you very much for your time today. It's been really interesting speaking to you.
Great. Thank you. Thank you.
And good luck in your speech in London.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody. If you're still there, thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the pod, please do share it with your product marketing people. We're just starting out on our podcast journey, so we're really happy to hear any feedback that you have. If that sounded also like you'd like some time on air, just let us know and we'll put something in the diary. Thanks again, and have a great morning, afternoon, or evening, wherever you are. Bye.